This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Always more to do.
This week?
Yeah. It's Tim time. You know, we got a couple guys on the squad over there that we've had over here in Buffalo. Obviously, Tim, Steph, Jerry Hughes, Case Keenum. So, guys I spent a lot of time with and guys I still care about.
For Jason in particular, what's it going to be like just going up against him?
Obviously, going to be different. But, you know, at the same time, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we don't worry about what they're doing on their side of the ball. So we just got to focus on what we got to do and put together a strong week, focus on what their defense is doing. They got a really good defense, got some guys that can get after it. So, yeah, got to have a good week and take the right step forward.
Josh, have you had any communication with Steph outside of maybe a practice
room? No, that's not unusual for any other teammates, you know. So, yeah.
The defense, well, I mean, I know they went up against him during practice the last few years and stuff, but do you still kind of give them more of an idea of what he's going to be like to go against for maybe some of the younger guys?
I mean, if they were to come and ask, I can give as much as I can, but at the same time, he's in a different scheme. I mean, you know, those defensive guys are focusing on their offense as a whole, and they got some really good players on that side, so it's not just a one guy show over there. They got some real dudes over there on their offensive side of the ball. So again, on our side, we got to make sure we're holding on to the football and scoring when we have opportunities.
Josh, how much do you hope after facing, not you specifically, the team facing Saquon, maybe that puts this conversation to rest?
I think for us, it has been. You know, we're just trying to focus on what we can do in this building and the guys that are here. That's just how it is every single year. We understand the NFL is a business, and there's decisions made all the time about things and things of these nature. So we're just trying to control what we can control right now.
Seek him out on Sunday, try to have an interaction pregame?
Hopefully, yeah. I'll say what's up, and hopefully it's the favors return. I'm sure it will be, so we'll see.
Josh, I know you've answered a lot of questions, right? It's been going on for, 6 months, forever. But you kind of get why this is a big deal around the league, for people, two high-profile players, and now he's on another team, right, in that sense?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm sitting here, it's like it's not the most unusual thing. I think this thing happens from time to time, and you know, I got a lot of love for him. I still do. The things that he did for me in my career and the things that he did in the Buffalo Bill uniform won't be forgotten anytime soon, especially from me. So that's how I look at it. At the same time, you know, going into year 7, I understand the business and the aspect of what this league is. And again, I'm just trying to focus on what we got going in this building.
Josh,
Last week, you addressed the fact that celebrating the mentality on offense here is not a shot at Steph on the day. Why did you feel compelled to bring that up last week?
Well, I think people were making a bigger deal out of it than it was. And again, I'm a loving guy. I'm a loving teammate. I like to love on my guys and prop them up however I can. And I'm not doing that at the detriment of somebody else, whether that's him or anybody else that's put on a Bills uniform or anybody that's coached in our coaching booth. So I'm just trying to, again, be the leader that I am and be as authentic as myself to me as I can be, and just lead these guys that are in this locker room.
What do you make out of the Texans defense? You mentioned them a little in some of the answers, but just what really stands out to you about that group?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got a couple of ends that are really fast. They do a good job of getting to the quarterback. In the back end, obviously everyone knows the corner they got in Derek Stingley. Great young player who seemingly makes plays on the ball week in and week out. So got to make sure we're aware of what we're doing. And again, sticking to the game plan of what we got, and I, you know, trust Joe and the offensive staff to put together something good, and it's our job to go out there and execute it.
When you were looking back at the tape of the Ravens game, was it the lack of success consistently offensively? Was it more of what they were doing, or do you feel like it was more self-inflicted?
I think a lot of it was self-inflicted. You know, they came out, like I said, had a great plan, had a great rush plan. They got to me a couple times, and there's a few times that I probably could have gotten the ball out of my hands a little bit quicker and thrown the ball away. But at the same time, making sure that we're committing to what we got going on the offensive side of the ball, trusting what Coach Brady's calling as a unit going out there and executing. So we're looking forward to doing that this week.
Josh, Curtis has maybe not been as prolific, I guess, for lack of a better word, as maybe some of us thought it would be. I fully understand that, you know, you're going to spread the ball around and it's going to go to the open guy, but when you have a guy that's talented like that and can be a playmaker, do you feel like the offense needs to do a little bit more to try to get the ball in his hands right now?
I mean, yeah, at the same time, we want to get everybody more touches. And just based on what we've kind of had in the previous four games, obviously not a whole lot of opportunity. We've missed on a couple of big plays, especially to him. So we'd love to get him going. And, you know, whether or not Khalil is in or out this week, not really sure what the status is. He'll have an increased role no matter what. So we're going to be calling on his number, and he's going to have to step up, make some plays, which we've got no doubt in his ability and in the way that he plays the game of football. He's such a great teammate. Yeah, it's no doubt that we need to get him going.
On not knowing the status, you know, with Leo and Leon, I went back and looked. I mean, you haven't played a lot of games this week without him out there. What would that be like? How concerned are you if he's not able to go?
Yeah, if he can't go, that's obviously a big blow to us. He's been such a fantastic player here. It's my blind side. Love that guy, and hopefully he can get everything right and get ready for game day. So trying not to think of it as he's not going. You know, I got a lot of faith in him, and, you know, he's got a lot of love, and, you know, he's got to be really hurt to not play. So I guess we'll find out soon.
Physically, where are you at? You know, Sean said you were pretty sore from that game on Sunday. Where are you at right now?
I'm good to go.
Pretty hard on himself, and we talked to him Monday, about just kind of how he called the game, the trick player in particular. When he has a game like that where he's really trying to bounce back and put so much on himself, do you say anything to him, or is he any different the next week leading into the upcoming game?
No, I mean, at the same time, he's feeling that way. I'm also feeling that way about myself. And whatever he calls, I got to go out there and execute it. And, you know, I didn't do that at a high level, and we didn't do that at a high level during the game this last week. So I know he's taking accountability and trying to take the blame, but it, you know, it takes everybody when we're out in the field, and, you know, especially me being an extension of what he's calling. So again, just trusting in what his game plan is, you know, him trusting me trusting him, that's never gonna waver, and, you know, that's how we're gonna attack this thing.
Last game you said that there were some good things mixed in. I know we asked you about the play to Keon, one you didn't connect on at the end of the first half. But are those back shoulder connections, is that something that this skill set allows you to kind of take advantage of?
Yeah. Again, the body control that he has, I've said this time and time again, he does a great job fighting for the ball when it's in the air. We had to, again, start attacking a little bit more downfield, I think, with him, if guys are going to want to sit and take some opportunities downfield. And, you know, he's going to have to go make some plays for us like he did this last game in the second half.
Who'd you play in Scott
this week? Did you get any texts from former teammates, Cole or Feliciano or anybody like that?
No, I wish. I miss those guys, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.